Just one thing I want to do before we get into the word. I have a member of my generation this week that lost her mother. And I think they buried her yesterday. Was it yesterday or Friday? I just want us to pray for her. Just stretch your hand and speak comfort. Lillian, just go and lay hands on her. She's there. I know it's been very, very hard for her. They were really, really good friends. I'm glad that you gathered the energy to come today. God is going to comfort you and strengthen you. There. Yes, the one in. That's just, it's very sad when you lose someone you love, especially a mother. It's not the same. Father Almighty, we thank you. Thank you for your daughter. You take the place of her mother. Speak comfort, strength. There is nothing too hard for you. Sheto zalandi la kateke kosata. Kate, this is her sister. Just lay hands on her sister there. Shande kosa la rabo koshandi kete ke kasata. Rekota tande la rabaka shikata taka. Zilanda rakosa teke kata la bahasha. Rinda la rabo kosa tikande kesata. Rande kete teke kasata tabakasha. Rando kosa tatatata. Everything that the mother did, oh God, they will see you do for them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Today, I'm starting, we're going to be speaking about something. Shane, stop it. We're going to be talking about faith and finances. Amen.
Amen.
And today I am just laying the foundation. I believe that many times when we talk about money in church, sometimes it's not from the right foundation. So before we get into the principles of wealth and all that, I wanted us to deal with the heart of it, the foundation of it. Amen.
Amen.
The world system has taught us that faith and finances are transactional. Give me, I give you. Amen. And many times in the church, I know I might not get very many amens today. I know. But I love you. And you love me. Amen. So in the church, we have made faith transactional. Amen. If you believe, you will receive, right? So then, to receive, we do what? We believe. And we are not believing because of the one we believe in, we are believing because of what we shall receive. And that is why many times we will hear statements like, "I have believed."
Huh?
If it is for believing, I am chief believer of them all. If it is fasting,
you
have fasted. You even see. Do you know how big I was? But see. If it is giving, because now we're talking about finances. If it is giving, I have. Why isn't it working? Scripture says, give good measure, press down. When you give, you shall receive good measure, press down, shaken together, running over, shall men pour into your. So if I give 2K, if 2K is pressed down, shaken together and it begins to run over, how much shall it be? It could be like 20k, 2 million,
million.
So, because it's running over, okay, so if I give 2k, I need 2 million. That's what we have done in the church. You want rent?
Yeah?
Your rent is 1 million. Okay, no, today. Your rent is 100k. What is the tenth of 100k? 10k. So if I give 10k, God, rent.
Rent.
What you take it there? Shaken together, running over, so I should even be able to pay 3 months' rent.
10K.
And it seems okay in the church. Because every time you have a problem, you say, what's going on? Let me give seed. Then you come and give seed, and you tell the pastor to pray for you. And this problem has to disappear. We are transacting with our giving and with our faith that we only believe so that we may get a result. That's not why we are believers. We are believers in and out of season. Every day, this is our life. Hallelujah. Are you with me? You see how much I love you? So faith must come from love. Faith. Galatians chapter 5 verse
6.
It says, for in Christ Jesus, there is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. It avails anything. But faith working through what? Through love. And is it any kind of love? Because I could have faith. I'll use my husband's example that he used in his last sermon. He said someone can have faith that they are my husband. Yeah. So they pray that my husband dies. Or I don't know what happens to him. That they may become my husband. Fire. Okay. Is that faith? Is that faith in love? It's faith. They have believed, right? But is it in love? So will it work? No. You understand? Faith must work through love. Amen?
Amen.
And then I have explained how we have caused our finances to be transactional as well. We come and say, if you don't give a tenth, God is not going to bless you. So we give our tenth. Not because we love God, but because if you stand with us in the building, God will also build your house and your building. So you say, so that also God will. And God is merciful. In our ignorance, He winks and He blesses us. But how much more when we do it out of love? Do you understand? When we give, not because of what we can get back, but because we have purpose and God has shown us something greater, what can you do? For finances, we say, if I tithe, I give offering. What else? I give to the poor. I do everything. That day a problem comes. You're like, Nemo Kama.
Say, my God.
Let's understand these things. I tithe.
Hmm?
How? That's not how it is. In the kingdom, it's not just about money. Now let me even widen it. In the kingdom, it's an inheritance issue. God is not concerned with money. He's concerned with your inheritance. That's why in Romans, when he said that he made you, he adopted you as sons, that you may be heirs. If you are sons, then you are heirs and co-heirs with Christ, that you may obtain the promise. For him, it was not about money. It was a heritage thing, an inheritance. You obtain authority, you obtain wealth. In the kingdom, it's not about 2 million, 1 million, it is about inheritance. Let me explain. Someone who has an inheritance, a son, right? When the son has an inheritance, he doesn't do the principles to get the inheritance. Because by birth, inheritance is by birth. So by birth, he has already inherited. There are things he has because he is a son. Whether he is 1 day old, two, if the father dies, he inherits. You understand? Hmm? So when he begins to do the principles to go to the throne that he may rule, it is not because he doubts his inheritance. It is because he is preparing himself for the throne. You understand? You get? So when you understand that you are a son and you have an inheritance, you don't give to get the inheritance. It's an exchange. You don't give for rent. You don't give for food. You give because you understand what you already have. Do you get it? Inheritance. Because when you become born again, you are born into that inheritance. He said you become born again in Christ and you become an heir with him. I think Galatians, is it Galatians 5? Let me check. Galatians 4:4-7. It says 4-7, verse 4. It says, but when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father, because you are sons. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Do you understand? Because most of us give that we might receive. You don't have food, so you say, oh no, kamweyo lukumi. Then I know that my food, this one's food is lukumi, right? I have it, but my food is 20K. So if I give this one food, then they'll give me food. If I pay school fees, which is true, when you pay school fees for this one, God is going to figure out your child's school fees. You cannot outgive God. You understand? So the more you give, God is going to give you. But when you give from that place that you want to receive, you're blocking your passages. Because then you're transacting with God. And God does not look at the outside. He looks at your heart. You understand? You see, some of us will be here and say, but I like this person. Oh, why? They give, they are mighty. And we don't understand why they are giving. Some people give to be seen. To show that I have money. And scripture says when you do that, you have received your. You were seen. Therefore, So when you don't receive the reward you want the way you want it,
you
can start saying, but God, I gave. Because God is saying, but you gave to be seen. You were seen. They clapped for you. They put your name on the chair. Now you even sit in front. When the ushers come, they see you from there and they know. The whole church wants to talk to you. You have been seen. You have received your reward. God cannot be mocked. Amen. As they put these scriptures up, write them down because they speak. If you do a charitable deed, don't sound a trumpet for the whole world to see. Have you met those people? I give to hear. I give. I paid school fees. I did what? Thank you. And when I clap for you, you have received your. But we're looking for something greater. When you understand that you're a son, it is your duty to take care of God's people. You understand? It is your obligation. In fact, if anything, when you hear someone has no school fees, you have sleepless nights. You're like, where do I get that money? And because it is your responsibility. That's why when you see, we like to say, I am a princess, I am a prince, I'm an heir of the kingdom.
Yes.
Being an heir comes with responsibility. When your people are hungry, how do you say, we studied history, what did Marie Antoinette say?
Marie Antoinette Yagambatia.
How many studied history? Do they still study these things today?
No.
If you don't have bread, eat cake. That's what she said to her people.
They had
no bread. And she said, if you don't have bread, eat
cake.
And that's the leader. That's the one in power. No, when you're in power, when your people are hungry, how do you sit and eat? You sit and think, how do I make their lives better? How do I make sure tomorrow they have bread? That's what Pastor Wilbur does. Pastor Wilbur comes here and thinks and dreams for us. He sits and he says, these trees will cool the air. And he plants trees. The floor. Every time we pray for people, they are slain. And they live on Zande when they are dirty. We need to fix the floor. He begins to think for his
people.
Today we were driving because it rained a lot from about 3 a.m. all morning. And when we were driving, the mud was unbearable. And I told my husband, do you remember that day there were no pavers at church? Nga you come to church, by the time you park the car, you don't want to get out. Because you imagine walking from the car to church. Now that's those of us with cars. Now the one who doesn't have a car, who went through the mud there, and then you think, I finally reached church. And you reached indeed. But I remember Pastor said, the pavers are not a luxury, they are priority. Because people come and you come on Sunday when it has rained and you don't know what to do for your people. That's the true heart of a king. What he desires is not so much for his house but for his people. But many of us, we give so that we might be seen, so that our house could be given. Are you with me? Do we understand the heart?
Tegera omutima.
The heart of giving, the heart of faith.
Omutima ogw'okuwaayo, omutima ogw'okukkiriza.
Psalms 2:7-8.
Zaburi 2 musanvu.
It says, you, I'll just paraphrase, you are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me,
Nsaba.
And I will give you the nations for what?
Nakua
an inheritance. And the ends of the earth for?
Now,
here's the thing. When you read scripture, and I don't say I have searched all the scripture yet, but from the scriptures I know, when God is giving us anything, He says, I will give you nations for an inheritance. I will give you possessions. I will give you the earth as your possession. The time He told us concerning our needs, He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and those needs shall be added. He says, look at the birds and the flowers. They don't do anything, but they are beautiful. They have food every day. And the flower is so beautiful, yet it dies every season and comes back at another flower. If God can provide for the birds of the air, how much more? That is now when He's talking about bread. Every time He talks about bread, He says, if your father, who is not even good, your earthly fathers, can give you good things, how much more God, who is love? Do you see where I'm going? When it concerns your needs, He says, look to the essence of who I am. I am a good father. I can't give you poison when you ask me for bread. You understand? And then when He goes to give, He doesn't say, I'm going to give you 2 million shillings. I'm going to give you 5 million shillings. Oh, I'm even going to give you 200 million shillings. No, He says, I will give you nations as an inheritance. The earth as your possession. That you can possess the earth. You can have authority over the earth and tell it to yield itself to you. That you apply for a visa and a nation says no, and you say, you have no right to say no to me. You are my possession. You're my inheritance. And you go in the spirit and you come back and you understand? But most of us fight the other way around. So I want to lay this foundation, so that when we begin to do things, they bear fruit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Are you with me? So it says, ask of me. How do we ask? Ask of me and I will give you the nations for your inheritance. How do we ask? When you are an heir, how do you ask? Do you think it's asking, you go to the father and say, Father, when you die, can I become king? Do you ask like the prodigal son who went and said, you are taking too long to die, so now you first give me what's mine? Is that how we ask? We ask. Now this is where the principles come in. We ask by doing the principles. Becoming responsible. Your father begins to see the son and say, and you know you don't advertise yourself. You don't. Because we saw what happens when you advertise yourself. You go to the kingdom and do what needs to be done. The kingdom people are the ones who come and say, but your son has done us well. Not you. You think about the people and create laws that will help them. When you see a need, you run and you provide. And you know, sometimes we think providing is with money. We think, I have to have money to do this. No, avail your time. Avail your wisdom. See something here in church and say, but this thing is, it's not right. Can we do it like this? If we changed and we did it like this, I think it would be better. But most of us, we see something wrong in church and we say, no, Baba Abachi. Kale, if they did it like this, it would help. It would be better. But who are you telling? Someone else. You're not even coming to tell people who can make it happen. You're not coming to say, this is my home, this is my church. If we do this, our home will be better.
Uh-huh.
It's as if it's not your home. You're going, the other day, I visited the other church, they did this. Singa City Church, okay. Thank you for visiting. How about you become a solution to the problem? So, the way we ask of God is we begin to put His principles in place. If it is in the area of finances, we begin to give. Without advertising to our left, right hand, your right hand shall not know what your left hand did. You know, if it is in practical, we begin to do the things God has told us to do. Seek ye first the kingdom. And all these things shall be added unto you. We go into the Bible and we begin to become responsible, mature children of God. When He sees that you're mature, He says, Jango, Jango. So now I was thinking, you see this nation here, this one. You see, He doesn't give it to you because you're the one who needs it. He gives it to you because that nation needs you. Why would He send you to a nation when you have not built yourself enough to give it anything? You're going to enter the nation and say, give me. How do you tell a baby to give you? Build yourself up. The talents. Gives you 5 talents, you come back with 10. He comes and he's like, but you know what? Come. Even this nation, it needs your anointing. Come. But some of us are calling for nations and we're not ready. There's a nation that is rich in money but poor in the spirit. So you're going to go to that nation, it will give you money and it will kill your spirit. And yet what you went to give it was more precious than its money.
Atenga chogenzo okuliwa chikulu nnyo chi chamanyo kusinga sente zali.
Tulivena. Are you with me? Are we maturing? That's why I'm here. There is no fear in love.
Tewali kutia mu kwagala.
But perfect love does what?
Okwagala kutukiride kufulumia okutia konna.
So this, you know, I was preparing. I know I have like so many scriptures that seem like they are so out there, but God was speaking to me about so many things. And I was like, God, how? So, love has been perfected among us. Which version are you
getting?
Okay. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we. Okay? Uh-huh. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment.
So,
if perfect love casts out fear, that means there is an imperfect love that has fear. Right? Let me explain. Eros on its own has fear. How? You're so afraid to lose this person that you will do anything. The biggest argument that we've seen when we watch, what was this? I don't know. Those plays when you'll be in school and they're telling you not to give in to sex, what do they call it? I've forgotten that youth organization. I was a youth a long time ago. Eh? Novimo. Glovimo. That's a youth organization. Uh-huh. So that's what's there now. Me, I was a youth some time back. But they would come to us and say, if he comes and he says, if you love me, then you have to give me some. Straight talk. If you love me, then you give me some.
Oba, njagala, we know kumpayo chomp.
You understand? Because your fear is in love. You are afraid that you might not get, so you are afraid of what might not be there, so I need to first know. I need to first understand. You see? So there is an imperfect love. The stoge, love between brothers. The family love, all those other types of love outside of agape, fear can come in. You love your child so much, but you fear to lose your child. You know, I left certain parents' groups, mothers' groups. Do you know why I left them? You wake up in the morning, they have posted a picture of a pimple that went on the child's whatever at night. What could this be? Could it be what? Could it be this? Da, 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 da. They posted this. Don't give your child this. Don't let your child do this. This the child can die in the middle of the night when they are not breathing. The child. I was like, God.
Well,
I love my child, but this is too much. I would open WhatsApp, see all these things. I went to the mother's group for help. I got
free.
So I said, exit group. Let me be with God and my child and what God says about my child. When my child has something I don't understand, I go to the Bible. What does it say? When my child is not eating, I go to the Bible. What does it say? Speak over my life. Speak over your child. Speak life. I speak life. Because when I was in the group, I would wake up, okay? You know those newborns, those first 3 weeks? The mothers are checking everything. I wake up, okay, check the group to see if there's anything else to get breast milk, to do what. Then you check, you're seeing things. I don't know the rash. Don't use this nappy because it is made in China that it was... So I said, God, you lead me. Footsteps of a righteous man are led by you and they end in peace. So you show me which diaper to buy. You
show,
because when I'm in the group, I leave, then I'm anxious. You start checking your child every 5 minutes. Is it? Are they still breathing? You learn there's something called of us still sudden death in babies. And it's a thing. That the baby can just be there and you check again and the baby died.
It's a thing.
Because they turned and they, I don't know, and then you start thinking. And the more you think it, you're creating it. And one day you wake up and your child, that thing actually happened and you ask yourself how. So I exited the group. One day I'm going to create a group where those things are not allowed. So that we help mothers without making them fear. That's a, by the way. So, perfect love casts out all fear. But this mother is here and she's afraid because she loves her child. And she will do anything. Don't eat this. Don't touch this. Don't do this. Don't hold the baby like this. Don't do... All of you should have Pastor Wilbur as their, like, grandfather to the child. Pastor Wilbur came home when Shane was like, I think a week and a half. And he got even and was like, hi. And I was there like, oh. Why? And he's like, no, he needs to, his bones need to move. And the next day he came, hi Shane. Boom, 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 boom,
boom.
And then I realized Shane didn't die. Neither did I. And he began to enjoy it. And it was okay. And the fear disappeared. And then also we started. Shane. And he's still alive. But there's a report that says if you shake the child over the brain is too sensitive and then they hit against the walls and then over what happens. And it has a name. The devil has a name for everything. But we also have a name that is above every other name. So, perfect love casts out all fear. You fear to fail. So you borrow money. And I've seen that fail in so many lives, even my own. I think I borrowed when I had my job in the bank. And then when I decided to leave, I realized I had made a mistake. And I told myself never to borrow money again. Because it held me. And when I left, do you know who paid the price for my borrowing? My sister.
Uganda
and my mother.
Ne mama wange.
They said, Carol, because that time I was going to Bible school, they said, you go to Bible school.
Ne bagamba gwe gendo osome.
We'll sort it out.
Ne tujja sasula loan.
And I think my sister bought the loan.
Muganda yange na
and started paying
it every month.
I can never forget her for that.
Sisola kumwira biro lwecho.
Never. She ministered love to me in a way that No, like oba kolachi, oba mvuma, oba kolachi. I remember that, and I say, wange. That I could go and do Bible school.
Zenasobolo genda nensoma.
And she pays a loan.
Yena asigala na sasula loan.
I can never forget her.
So akumwera bira.
You understand? But I can never put her in that position again. And I can never put anyone else in that position. Because I learned the hard way. Do you understand? And many of us, it is fear. I don't want to be poor. So let me do this. I don't want this person to hate me. Let me do this. I don't want them to see that I'm a bad person. Let me do this. I don't want to curse waza.
I don't want to be embarrassed.
I have to look a certain way.
Right?
So, and many times you end up doing things you wouldn't have done. But perfect love casts out fear. So that when you make a decision, you're thinking straight. Amen.
Amen.
I was talking to a young lady this week. She's going through a lot.
I need to be an item.
And she has a lot of pressure from other people. So when I talked to her, I told her, I want you to let go of all the pressure. Because it is making you make decisions you wouldn't have made. And how you do it is stay in the word. What God is saying about you. Yes, your situation is bad. But God is the master of bad situations. So He is the one we trust. So I told her one, that person pressuring you is doing that to make you fear. So me, all I'm dealing with in your life is fear. Once we get out that fear, we can think clearly. Because now we can't think. So the other day, that person called her names, threatened her, did everything. I'm going to take it to police. So she called me. She said, "You're going to take me to police." I said, "Yes, it's okay. She wants to meet you, go meet her. But you're going with this thing. You're in control of this bad situation. Because your God is in control." Okay? So go. Because you know, when we're dealing with bad situations, you don't avoid them. I don't say don't pick her call. I said go meet her. But I'm going to pray for you. And step, remember what I have told you. She texted me the next day and said, "I went for the meeting This woman had come with her lawyer. They said so many things. They threatened me. But I remembered what you told me. So I sat there and I remained calm. And I told them, this is what I'm able to do. I am not going to tell you I can do something I cannot do. If you are willing to work with what I can do, let's do this. If not, I do what you want to do. And I told them, they're threatening you with police because they think that's what you're afraid of. You're not afraid of the police. Let them take you to police, we'll deal with that. So she told me, I remained calm, and guess what? They agreed with what I said. And I said, and she said, thank you so much for walking with me through. And this is not the end of it. They just agreed, and she still has a while to walk. But when you walk knowing that there is nothing you are afraid of, you can't make a mistake. You can't sign your death warrant. Some of us are so afraid, they tell you sign. You even sign without reading. You can't. You just say, yes, I'm at your mercy. Let me sign. No. You sign and you say, I don't want to sign. This is what I can do. Because you know who your God is. There is no fear. Some of us get married out of fear. I'm too old. I'm what? So whoever comes, you go. Because society has labeled that you have to be married at this age. And you have to, I don't know, have children at this age. No. I know my God. I get my plans from God. If God has allowed me to be single this long, it is not a mistake. Do you understand? The pressures. You find people in marriages, you go to talk to them and you realize the only reason they got married is because their younger brother got married before them. And your parents were there saying, but if your younger brother can get married, and then you also go, Munank. And you find Mr. Gund.
Osanga, Mwami Gund.
Oh, Muchala, who? And then you come back and you're like, I made a mistake.
Nga wejjusa nakola ensobi.
Oh, you're sitting as someone and they tell you, you need to give, you need to. They preach, I gave. When I gave like this, then I got a ticket and I went to UK and I was able. Then you say, I want to, and you give your rent.
Now we know why you rent. Who.
And then tomorrow you come and tell me, Musumba, sina rent. Auntie Mwagamba, we give. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. These are who? Led by who?
The Spirit,
not by fear. And it goes on to explain that for you did not receive again the spirit of bondage to fear. The spirit of bondage, which is the spirit of the devil, is of fear.
Anytime
you're in fear, there's a wrong spirit in operation. Don't think about it. Don't say, oh, it is right to fear. No. He has given us a spirit of adoption by whom we cry out above. Why is it a spirit of adoption that conquers the spirit of fear? Because when you understand you have a father, you have a protector. You know, as a child, everything you go, daddy, I want food. Daddy, I want this. Even a grown man getting married still goes, Daddy, I want to get married. You understand? Everything is Daddy. Because when you have a father, you have a covering. You're protected. So that is why he said, you have received the spirit of adoption. By whom we cry, Abba, Father. That we can cry out to God and call him our Father. What can fail? That covers all amount of fear. We need to be like children before God. That we trust God's word. When Shane comes and tells me, I want food, and I say, I'm going to give you food, he does not know whether I have to go and buy it in the supermarket, whether I have money in the wallet, whether he just knows, mommy is going to give me food. Full stop. Daddy has to carry me. Who is daddy? I've forgotten the word he uses to carry me, but there's a word he says to say, carry me. Daddy, carry me. Isaac is saying it. Daddy, carry me. And he does not think. He knows daddy has the strength and the energy to. Your God has not just made you sons. He's made you co-heirs. Because you know it's one thing to just be children and you're just there. But you have an inheritance. You have not been given the spirit of fear. You have nothing to fear. Tell your neighbor, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. Your entire life has been planned out. And everything you need for that life has been provided. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Today I want to deal with I just want to speak, because I realized as I talk to people, as I have one-on-one sessions with people, they are dealing with a lot of fear. Fear to fail, fear to not have children, fear in their marriage, fear in their finances, fear, and they are doing everything out of fear. And yet God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear, but I have adopted you. You are mine. And because you are mine, what can I not do? Just lift up your hands, surrender yourself to God. Father, your babies are here.
Tata, abana bo bali wano.
They are yours.
Babo.
You've bought them with a price.
Wabazala no basasura no mosai.
You know everything that concerns them.
Omanyi buli chintu chonne chitukwatako.
And right now, every spirit of fear that is hovering in this place, I command you to leave. In Jesus' name. Leave the people of God. You are not from God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill your people right now. Fill your people right now. Fill your people right now. Ah, shande koso dola rabasha teto tata tande kosata. Amen, 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 amen. Father, we thank you.
Chitafe tukwebaza.
Thank you for making us your children.
Weba lokutufula abanabo.
Your sons.
Abanabo.
And right now I speak a blessing upon your people.
Nekakano njogero mukiseri
abantu. This week.
Week yenu.
They will see.
Bajja kulaba.
Your goodness.
Obulungi bwo.
In the land of the living.
Muse abalamu.
In Jesus' name.
Mulinnya lya Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you're part of the Soha Kids, if you're in Soha,
Smell of Hope, Africa,
sorry, I
Soha.
Said kids because some of you are too old to be kids, but if you're in Soha, please meet with me after the service. Don't go home. Let's meet before you go. Turn to your neighbor. Tell them, I want to see you next Sunday.
Mugame nyala kulaba sandeja wano.
Amen.
Amina.
Because what God has started, don't miss next Sunday.
Waka tona chata nseto chisuwa sandeja.
Tell them you are blessed.
Mugambe wedo mukisa.
And you're highly favored.
Ero uganja nyo.
You are a son.
Oli mwana.
And an heir.
Ero oli mu.
Yes, even women are sons. Tell them you are a son.
Mugambe oli mwana.
And an heir.
Ero oli musika.
Nothing is impossible for you. In
Jesus'
name. Amen. Amen. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing. Nothing broken.